This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike Tomlin asked after the game, why no timeout on defense when the Raiders had picked up 39, gotten it down to the Steelers' 7-yard line, a big hookup from Carr to Roberts.
Yeah, I wanted to always keep a timeout for our offense. You guys know I kind of had that mentality about it, and I did. And I wasn't sure Juju was going to be able to get out of bounds, you know, in the subsequent possession. Just wanted to keep a timeout. Thought we had a chance to stop them. Wanted to utilize a timeout for the possession downs, third down, fourth down. We used one before the fourth down, you know, to no avail.
Wanted to keep a timeout in my pocket for the flight back home.
Well, he wasn't sure that Juju was going to be able to get out on the ensuing possession. They would not have had to run a hook and ladder if they get the football with a minute
right.
left, as opposed to 25 seconds
right.
left or 15 seconds left. That, you know, right where you touched on. So they get it back with 15 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
But where you touched on the big hitter, the 39-yard pass,
the play right at the 2-minute warning.
It started at 2 minutes. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And then the play ends, and they didn't snap the ball again until 1:16.
They took their time.
Like they
originally ran down the field, and you could see a little bit of almost panic in some of the Raiders' faces as they were sprinting down the field. And I think Carr looked to the sideline.
Then he still has another chance after
right.
that. So they run a short play for a yard, right?
Yep, running play.
A running play. And still no timeout. They don't run the next play, which is an incomplete pass, the one the mm-hmm. Hilton in Hilton's direction, till 34 seconds left. So a span of time from 1:59 to 34 seconds left.
They run three plays.
And no timeouts were used, and Mike Tomlin had two at that point, right?
Which, if you use two timeouts there, now maybe you don't want to use both. I don't know. But if you do use both, you probably keep them from burning, what, an extra 90 seconds maybe?
You get the ball back with a minute left.
Yeah.
As opposed to 15 seconds left. Jim, this is derelict of duty. This is ridiculous. Mike Tomlin, you know what he needs to do? He needs to hire a football nerd. And in saying that, I mean by the nicest terms possible. A guy who can crunch all the numbers, be in the press box, a quality control guy, and help him and aid him through this. Along with challenging the spot stuff.
Yes.
There should be someone doing that. But staffs lean on people. And staffs, you know, yield and seize power, let other people help you out.
Leaders delegate responsibility,
yes.
And that's exactly what he's not doing in this regard.
This is ridiculous.
Hey, the Penguins picked up a rough result, but they might have picked up 1 point because of their replay guy,
mm-hmm.
right?
On Saturday, where they got a goal overturned because of an offside, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. And I was yelling, I wrote down, you know, call timeout, and I can't remember exactly when I wrote it down, but I think it was a blanket. Just call a freaking timeout
mm-hmm.
at some point. And one reason the Raiders probably weren't in that much of a hurry is because they knew that they didn't want to leave the Steelers too much time.
Well, that's exactly
right.
It.
And it just, you know, that was smart on their part. And right when the first down play, when they ran, you got to call a timeout there. You have to. You know, oddly enough, though, you know, right, let's say that he had done what he should have done and they would have scored and there would have been a minute to go. Would we have ever seen that hook and ladder play?
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
Oh, did you? I'm sorry.
Yeah, we wouldn't have seen it. We would have run, or they would have run
had
a regular
time to run,
offense.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't have
and
needed
they,
to run it.
I know, but that was a great play. And by putting themselves in a desperate situation, they may have actually given themselves a chance to send the game
I'd
to
rather
overtime.
Have the time.
Oh, I would
yeah.
too. I would too, but. But it's just,
you know, the people that yell and scream about firing Mike Tomlin, I thought in large part before this season, excuse me, that they were lunatics.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that, you know, a lot of times you got to find someone better. And I still hold to that you better know who you're going to hire. It's hard to tune those people out.
It really is. This morning,
it's hard to tune them out because with the whole Ben Roethlisberger situation, and I don't think Ben's telling the whole truth. I'll just be real honest with you. But it still goes all the way up to the top, to leadership. But with this clock management situation, and then with being 0-9 in his last challenges situation, I can't, the people who want Mike Tomlin fired, tell them that they're wrong. We could have a difference of opinion, kind of, but I think their voices are stronger than ever right now. This guy is shooting himself in the foot time and time and time again on stuff that you do not necessarily have to be, George Halas to see. We can watch it in our living room and say, do this, and he's not doing it.
Well, and again, how many times yesterday did you see him turn and look up at the scoreboard? Like, is that really how we're deciding what to do? We're going to turn and look to the scoreboard in the stadium on the road where they can choose what to show you or not show
you. If he's unwilling to hire a nerd or someone to help him out, a football nerd, a numbers guy, he probably needs to go because it can't keep going in this direction.
You don't even have to hire a new guy.
Right, assign, you have 39 different
assign a guy.
All
these people they have.
I see people with Steeler polo shirts, Jim, and Steeler gear and stuff. Who are they?
Yeah, I'm around quite a bit, and there are people I've never seen that guy.
And this is now a second year in a row where we're talking about a major catastrophic failure of something. Last year it was your defense. Just you couldn't stop Blake Bortles in the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you kept Keith Butler on. As the head coach, you decided to do that. You take responsibility for that. Now you've decided not to make a move to find someone who can help you make these decisions. You take responsibility when those decisions are or are not made correctly. This is two catastrophic failures in consecutive seasons. And I'm a Mike Tomlin guy, but I'm to your point, Colin, I'm slowly having a much harder time arguing with the people who have just blanket been anti-Tomlin all along.
Because he's not getting better at the things he's been bad at. And
right. That's
a huge problem.
You can still make he still would have the final decision, but he needs to have somebody in his ear telling him what to do in these situations, because there's a lot for him to, there's a lot of stuff going on.
It goes back to a couple years ago when he decided, well, we're just going to go for two all the time. No, you got to have a reason to do that.
Well, and on top of that, they're also taking up coaching spots by employing guys like Joey Porter. I mean, God bless him, but who's Joey Porter making better? Really? And what is he doing schematically to help?
Hasn't worked for Bud.
What's he doing schematically to help people? Is Joey Porter in there crushing it in the film room? Like, I'm sorry, but the things that Mike Tomlin has been bad at since day one, he's not gotten any better at. And that needs to change, or he needs help with delegating that, and he refuses to cede any power with it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.